Now moving on, German Chancellor, Christian Democratic Union Party has suffered heavy losses in regional elections.
Tonight is a night of mixed feelings. We have suffered great losses. We are in pain for that reason, but we also learned that it is worth it to fight. We had two election goals, to be the strongest force and to make sure that no government could be built against the CDU.
This is a hard and difficult night for the SPD in Hesse. We have not kept the result up to where we want it. It is a bitter defeat and we cannot talk our way around it. It is the worst expected result since 1946.
Dear people, it is a fantastic day for us, the Green Party. Hesse was never so green, and we can be proud of the fact that we went from being in the government into an election in which we have apparently won so much trust with what we did in the past 5 years that the citizens of Hesse have given us their vote.
We are in the German parliament as the strongest opposition force. We are in the European parliament. Until now, I have been there on my own, but next year we will change that. It will be quite decisive. And now we are in 16 states of this republic. With that, we can make politics. We will step up to do politics, and we will do that.
Exit polls from Germany's central state of Hesse show the CDU getting only 28% of the vote. The Social Democrats, Angela Merkel's coalition partners, won 20%, while the pro-immigration Green Party also garnered nearly 20% of the votes. The defeat for the coalition parties follows a disastrous result in Bavaria earlier this month. Meanwhile, Merkel's junior coalition partners have threatened to quit her governing coalition. The SPD leader demanded Merkel agree to a, quote, clear, binding roadmap for politics in the interests of the citizens. Many SPD members blame the decline in popularity of Germany's oldest political party on repeated alliances with Merkel. To discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. James Jaffress, former U.S. diplomat, joining us live from Washington, D.C. Thank you very much, Mr. Jaffress. How do you see the future for Ms. Merkel?
I hope it's a short future politically. I think the SPD threatening to quit the Grand Coalition with the CDU is half right when they say that that it's a disaster for the SPD to be in alliance with the CDU. Being in alliance with the CDU is like being chained to a corpse when Merkel is the chancellor. But the SPD can't escape all the blame. The SPD is itself bereft of any ideas for governing Germany, and that's why we're seeing the rise not only of the Greens in some areas, like in these last two state elections, but particularly of the AfD, the Alternative for Germany, which I think is the rising force in German politics. I think what we're seeing in Germany now is what happened earlier in Italy, where the center, mainstream, right and left parties are simply losing any kind of credibility.
And do you believe that there is a chance that Merkel could save this coalition?
It's hard to say. If she does save this coalition, if the SPD does not quit in the proximate future, you wonder what kind of price the SPD will extract from her, especially on the question of migration, which is what is eating into her support with her own party, where the AfD is eating their lunch and taking away the more conservative voters. So if they do save this coalition, it just means that the CDU and the SPD will continue to bleed more and more support.
Thank you very much, Mr. James Jaffress, former U.S. diplomat. Your comments are always welcome, sir, on Press TV.